And now for the first of two interviews about cool new sports books for kids. In Rookie Bookie, 7th grader Mitch Sloan decides to put his knack for numbers and marketing to good use by taking bets. The book features math, sports, and the popularity roller coaster that is middle school. Sports Illustrated executive editor John Wertheim co-authored Rookie Bookie with Tobias Moskowitz, and John Wertheim joins me now. Welcome back to Only a Game, John.
Always good to be here. Thanks, Bill.
The central figure in Rookie Bookie is not only brighter than his older brother, who's a football player, he's brighter than both his parents, at least when it comes to math, marketing, and common sense. I have to congratulate you on hitting this tactic to appeal to young readers.
I appreciate that. We were a little bit out of our collective comfort zones, Toby, my co-conspirator, and myself. But we had a lot of fun with this. Luckily, we have six kids between us, so we had a focus group at the ready.
The Rookie Bookie himself, Mitch Sloan, comes up with a scheme to allow his classmates to bet on NFL games. And like bookmakers in Las Vegas, he has to book an equal number of bets on both teams playing so he can't lose money no matter who wins. This plot element enables you to teach young readers a good deal about math, right?
That was the goal anyway. Our last book was Scorecasting, which was sort of behavioral economics for adults. And it occurred to us that there weren't a lot of concepts here that were beyond the realm, beyond the canon of middle schoolers. Why not try this and teach some math and probability and behavioral economics to a younger cohort? And that's what we tried to do, wrapping it in this sports story.
There are also geography lessons in this book because Mitch is forced by his parents to memorize capital cities. And then there are lessons in salesmanship because Mitch has to teach his parents how to sell the art that they make. But it all fits into the story. Would it be wrong to characterize the pedagogy in this novel as sneaky?
I'll cop to sneaky. I might try to plead that a little bit, but no, I will cop to sneaky. It's funny, the state capitals was actually sort of an inside joke that Toby and I marvel that kids are taught very little in terms of financial literacy. The president's birth dates and state capitals, that they get, but supply and demand and some basic don't spend more than you earn, that tends to get overlooked. So the state capitals was sort of an inside joke. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Eventually, perhaps inevitably, Mitch gets caught, and he ends up using his analytic skills for another goal. He helps the football team. So taking suckers' bets is wrong, but taking advantage of an opponent because you know more than he does is okay. Have I got that pretty much right?
That's Moneyball in a nutshell, but you got it. Selective morality.
Are you at all worried that despite all the potential learning lessons in Rookie Bookie, parents and school librarians might want to keep it away from young readers because it could teach them how to become a bookie?
We were told that when we did these kids' books, they couldn't all be unicorns and rainbows, and we needed some lesson and something something sort of subversive, and we came up with figuring all these kids that do fantasy leagues and it's middle school. We thought sports wagering might be a way to do that. So we were sort of following the kids' book blueprint, and we'll see if this is taboo in libraries.
One other thing, John. It strikes me reading the book that perhaps the most difficult thing to get right in this book is the romance between two middle schoolers. And I think you guys handled that absolutely brilliantly.
Thanks again. I would say that's hard earned as we both have middle schoolers. But no, we wanted to make this inclusive. This authenticity was something that we really wanted to stress. And this is in terms of romance, these are very strange times for 11, 12, 13-year-olds. And we sort of tried to get at that ambivalence.
John Wertheim co-authored Rookie Bookie with Tobias Moskowitz. And to read an excerpt and my review of the book, visit onlyagame.org. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. Anytime.